Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a pad arrangement for timeless roller momentum in Ableton Live 12, with that jungle and old-school DNB vibe. We're not trying to make the pad huge the whole time. We're going to make it move with the track, like atmosphere that breathes in and out around the drums and bass. That's the key idea here. In jungle and DNB, pads work best when they support the groove, not smother it. Think tension, mood, space and motion. More film score energy. Less constant blanket. We want the pad to enter, evolve, retreat, and return. First things first. Start with your drum and bass foundation. Set your tempo somewhere in that classic range, around 160 to 174 BPM. 170 is a really solid starting point. Get your breakbeat loop in place, add your sub or rolling bass line, and maybe a simple hat or snare layer if you need it. The pad comes after that, because the drums and bass are the engine of the track. Now let's choose a pad sound. In Ableton Live 12, you can use wave-eatable, analog, drift, or even a sampled pad in Simpler. For this style, you want something warm, slightly detuned, not too bright, and filtered enough to sit behind the groove. A good starting point in wave-eatable is a saw or smooth wave-eatable with a little detune, around 4 to 8 voices, and a low-pass filter. Keep the cutoff fairly low at first, maybe somewhere between 200 and 800 Hz depending on how dark you want it. The goal is for it to feel like it's breathing behind the track. Now write a simple chord progression. Jungle and old school DNB usually don't need overly complex harmony. A two-chord loop can be enough if the arrangement is strong. Try something like I2VI, or I2 Roman 7, or just a simple minor progression. If you want an easy example in a minor, you could use a minor, F, G, then back to a minor. Hold the chords longer than you think. Whole bars or two bar changes can sound powerful here. You can also add a 7th or 9th for a more emotional, timeless feel. A little tension goes a long way. Next, humanize the MIDI a bit. Don't let it feel like a robot pad. Slightly vary note lengths, and if needed, nudge some note starts by a few milliseconds. If the instrument responds to velocity, let the root notes hit a little stronger and soften the upper chord tones. The point is to keep the movement expressive, not perfectly rigid. Now shape the sound with a simple stock effect chain. A really practical one is a Q8, then a compressor or blue compressor, then chorus ensemble, then hybrid reverb, then auto filter, and maybe utility at the end. Start with a Q8 and high pass the pad somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, so it stays out of the sub and low bass. If it feels pokey, gently reduce some of the 2 to 5 kHz area, then add a touch of chorus ensemble for width and motion. Keep it subtle. We want movement, not seasickness. After that, bring in hybrid reverb. A medium hall or plate can work really well. Try decay of 2 to 6 seconds, a pre-delay of 15 to 40 milliseconds, and make sure you cut the low end in the reverb so it doesn't get muddy. A little high cut around 6 to 10 kHz can keep it smooth. Use auto filter for arrangement movement and utility if you need to control width. If the low end starts spreading too much, keep it mono or narrow it down. Now let's place the pad in the arrangement like a DJ would. In the intro, start filtered and quiet. Let the mood come in first, not the full width of the sound. Then as the drums enter, keep the pad behind them, maybe with a small filter opening every 8 or 16 bars. That tiny movement helps the track feel alive without taking over. In the breakdown, let the pad open up more, increase the reverb, sustain the chords longer, and maybe add a second pad layer higher up for more emotion. Then when the drop or roller section comes back, pull the pad back again. Thin it out, filter it more, and let the drums and bass take the spotlight. That contrast is what makes the groove feel powerful. Automation is where the magic really happens. If the pad stays the same from start to finish, the whole track can feel flat. So automate the filter cutoff, the reverb amount, the chorus depth, the width, and even the volume if needed. A classic move is low cutoff and more reverb in the intro, slightly more open with less reverb in the groove, wide and emotional in the breakdown, then restrained again in the drop. That rise and fall is a huge part of jungle and DNB momentum. If your track feels a little thin, add a second pad layer. Make the first pad dark and mid-range focused. Then add a second airy layer an octave higher. High pass the second layer more aggressively so it stays out of the way. Keep it quieter than the main pad, and maybe widen it a little with chorus ensemble or utility. That gives you a bigger cinematic feel without muddying the bass. And this part is crucial. Make room for the drums and bass. Pads can easily fight with the kick, snare, and sub. If needed, carve out some low mids, keep the high end under control, and don't be afraid to let the pad drop out for a snare fill or a bass restart. Even a tiny gap can make the next section hit harder. In D&B, restraint creates impact. A really useful beginner exercise is to build a 16-bar pad arrangement. For bars 1 to 4, use a filtered pad only, maybe with high reverb and no bass or very light bass. Bars 5 to 8, bring in the breakbeat and open the filter a bit. Bars 9 to 12, go full drums and bass, but keep the pad restrained. Then bars 13 to 16, let it open up into a breakdown feel with more reverb and wider stereo. Use only stock Ableton devices, keep one chord progression, automate at least 3 parameters, and make sure the pad doesn't mask the bass. A few common mistakes to avoid: don't make the pad too loud, don't leave too much low end in it, don't drown everything in reverb, and don't let it stay static. The strongest jungle and old-school D&B pads are usually restrained, emotionally charged, and slightly distant. That's what gives them that timeless feel. Here's a pro tip. Check the pad at low volume. If the mood still comes through when you turn it down, your arrangement is probably working. Also, try changing chord voicings without changing the chord itself. Move notes into different octaves, open up the voicing in one bar, then return to a closed shape later. That keeps the harmony familiar but alive. You can also use a question and answer shape, where one phrase feels unresolved and the next one resolves it. That's a simple way to add tension without needing complicated harmony. If you want extra movement, add a very slow LFO to filter cutoff, wave eatable position, or stereo position. Keep it subtle. You can also add a tiny noise layer, or lightly degrade the sound with saturation and chorus for a worn-tape kind of character. That slightly imperfect texture works beautifully in old-school jungle. So remember the big picture. Start with the drums and bass. Choose a warm, filtered pad. Keep the chords simple but emotional. Use stock Ableton effects to shape the tone and space. Automate the movement. Leave room for the breakbeats and sub. And use the pad to mark the sections of the track, not to dominate them. If you arrange the pad with intention, it becomes a powerful part of that timeless roller momentum. That moody, moving, old-school D&B feel. Clean, focused, and alive.